This is an oral history interview with Ole C. Kidd. He's my grandfather, which I call him, and during this interview I'll introduce him as Pawpaw. It's going to be conducted by Terry E. Darby Jr., myself, on March the 19th at 3:35 p.m., and the subject that we're going to talk about is how his family and himself was affected by the Great Depression here in Alabama. All right, Pawpaw, let's first start off by giving us a little background of your family, where y'all lived, where you grew up, and let's just start from there.
Son, I was born in Walker County, Alabama, 13 miles north of Jasper, on January 16, 1909. Now that makes me have lived already in every decade of this century. I'm 86 years old, and my family consisted of 10 children, my mother and father. One of the children of the family I never did see because he was deceased about 6 years before I was born. But the other nine all grew to be grown. They were seven boys and three girls, and my mama and papa were the natives of Fayette County and moved to Walker County because of a connection with a cousin of my father, Larry Davis, and he helped him in the mill there and on the farm. And just after I was born, about a year, my family moved to West Texas and stayed 2 years. I don't remember going to Texas, but I do remember coming back from Texas. And we settled back in the Merrilee settlement in Walker County. And my father was a tenant farmer, a sharecropper, worked on the third and fourth and has, as the system was, and we lived in four different places for 4 years because he'd have to find larger places to work as the family grew. Now, as far as ever having been hungry is concerned, I have never experienced that. I don't recall ever having no food at our house. There was some way, somehow, there was always plenty of food, and I've often said that I don't believe it would be possible for anyone to come by our house after we had finished our meal, but there wouldn't be enough left for one or two more. My mother was a wonderful woman, a good cook, but never got to go to school a day in her life. My dad went about a year, and he never owned any property until we moved near Jasper, Alabama. And the purpose of our moving to Jasper, Alabama, was to get near schools that would enable us to go through high school. The older group of children, my oldest brother, Johnny, and Cora, sister, and Elmer, brother, and Sula, never got to go through but the seventh grade, and that's all the school. They'd have 3 months school out in Beach 17.
So how many brothers and sisters did you have total?
We had three sisters, and there were seven of us boys, but as I said, of infant, Hobart died before I was born, there were six boys lived to be grown. My oldest brother died in France on October the 31st before the armistice was signed on November the 11th. And my second brother died in the Navy. They were both buried in the honors of the country. And my oldest brother, Corporal Johnny Kidd's name, is on the Legion Field display down there where the names of the soldiers of Alabama
yes.
Died.
Now, Papa, let's go on. That was an interesting background, but let's go on up to when the Great Depression, the fall of the stock market, the fall of, I guess, what do you call Black Tuesday? It was 1929 in October.
1929 October. That is.
Do you remember that date? And you kind of carry me through that decade there.
Yes. And at that time, B.M. Miller was governor of Alabama, and things were very hard. Hoover was president, and it seemed that there was no way out. The economy, there just was plenty of stuff to eat, but nobody to buy it. And some strange things happened during that time. When Roosevelt came into power in 1932, the plowing up the cotton, every third row of cotton, each tenant or each farmer was given so much for destroying the amount of cotton, and farmers with pigs and cattle would get so much just for killing and slaughtering cattle, and nobody to eat it. Just do away with it.
This was the AAA that was put in, right?
AAA.
Right. Roosevelt, some of his New Deal?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Papa. Let's go. Let's still stay in 1929. How old were you?
I was born in 1909, so I was 20 years old.
Okay, 20 years old. From 20 years old, were you still on the farm at 20? I would like to know. I've got a couple questions that I would like to know about your clothing, your shoes, what y'all ate. I would like to know what you did for money and just kind of your household chores and things that you did around during this time.
Well, take the years, say from 15 to 20. Those were years that I was in high school.
Yes.
I didn't, like a lot of fellows, I played football in high school and later went to Birmingham Southern on a football scholarship when I finished high school. But we lived 3 miles from the school. I walked to and from the school. Sometimes I'd catch a ride, but most of the time walk. And in training, I'd run sometimes, trot. And during that 5 years, I spent in different kinds of jobs, part-time jobs, working at the filling station, where delivering dry cleaning at a cleaning clothing establishment. I'd get some kind of job, but generally paid somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 50 to 75 cents a day. Jobs that I'd have in the summertime would pay sometimes as much as it's $12 a week, working 7 days a week. So that was when money was money, as the saying goes.
Right.
But it didn't take as much then as it does now. But now, as far as eating's concerned, let me go back to that again.
Like
I say, I don't know how it happened, but there never was any shortage of food in our household that I can remember of. Now, I never went to bed hungry in my life. I've heard people talk about going to bed hungry, but I've never had that experience.
How did your dad, what was kind of some of the main, I know refrigeration wasn't in, so how preparing the food, how did you prepare food? I know now we can stick something in the ice box.
Mama, I had a way of canning sausage, frying it and putting it in cans and making it safe, and canning all things like that, meat, and she did canning all the summer. We ate from what was being grown, and then we kept on eating through the fall and winter of what had been grown, but had been put away for the coming winter. So Mother always had those things prepared.
What was your father? What did y'all mostly grow in the garden?
Well,
variety. What kind of
varieties of things that you find in Alabama grown now, as far as garden stuff's concerned? Cotton was king in Walker County and all of the counties back in the 30s. I remember in 1914 we lived at the Jess Long place, and Dad put four bales of cotton on a wagon. Each bale weighed over 500 pounds, and he hauled it 14 miles to Jasper, and he got less than $100 for the four bales of cotton, and that represented the work of two people for nearly a whole year. So money was one of the scarcest commodities there was, but it seemed like there's always plenty of food provided if you were looking for it. And the welfare programs back before the Depression and during the Depression were not in operation.
Right.
There just wasn't anything available for that I knew of then or know of now. That's why.
Papa, what about your clothing? Your brothers and your sister, what y'all do for clothing? What did it exist?
It was traditional for boys to go barefooted until frost. The first frost, we'd have to put on shoes, and we'd try to stomp those shoes and burn them out and get rid of them by Easter Sunday and get back barefooted again. I remember going to church even after I was 11 or 12 years old, as barefooted as a jaybird, and I was in style.
All right. We was talking about, I know you said Miller during this time was the governor, and then Bibb Graves was right in. What do you think about these two governors, about their administration?
For the time in which they lived and served, looking back, I can't see any room to criticize them. I just feel like under the circumstances, they, like everybody else, did pretty well the best they could. I mean, there was no black marks or any things like that, you know, that come up seen so often today in the circles of government. There wasn't all of that going on.
What about your local government in Walker County?
It was, we had one policeman in Jasper. I suppose Jasper was a population of about, when I was the age that we moved there near Jasper, 10, 11 years old, was about 2,000. And elected county sheriff, he had about three deputies and a jailer. And back then there was no highway patrol.
Right.
Each county would take care of their own necessities of law enforcement and keeping order and so forth. Of course, they could call help from counties, other counties, sheriff, but there's never no sheriff black marks. We always had good sheriffs, it seemed, in Walker County that stayed on the job and did a good job.
That sounds very interesting.